Hey, hi everyone. Harry Jackson Twitchery here, and I'm a host of Rant of Nigerian Youth. I know I'm supposed to have already created an ideal intro for my podcast at the same time, you know, just try to do the regular thingy, but I don't know, I just feel like it's a total disconnect for every episode because, yeah, my vibe might be totally different from what is expected. It might not be the regular thing, you know, and heck, yeah, it's supposed to be pretty, sorry, organic and all, not promotional and all of that, but this is me, I'm Rant of Nigerian Youth today, and I am going to be as, Rant Nation as possible. People tell me, oh yeah, try to stick to the narrative or to the story that you're trying to tell, be direct as possible, let the message speak for itself, don't beat around the bush, and at the same time rant. I've gotten a lot of feedback, and you know, it seems like I'm always not going as deeper as I am supposed to, but today's rant is all about the traffic situation. Yeah, so I started working with Anaco, digital agency based on the island. I think one of the biggest in Nigeria, if I'm not correct. You could always correct me in the DMs later. But going to the island has been a drag, and it's been really annoying having to face traffic due to the roads construction happening around the Lagos states at the moment. It's as if they all decided to do all the constructions at the same time, so major alternative routes are blocked, and the major routes are also blocked, and the alternative route are also blocked, and then you know, drivers are trying to navigate the whole thing, and then sometimes you tend to get to the office a couple of hours later than the time they're supposed to go in. Yeah, it's been annoying, and yeah, I've been living with that because as an average Nigerian guy, we've all been taught to just put your head down, figure something out, last we shall move. And it no go kill us, and what doesn't kill us only make us stronger. Basically, that's it. Like that's all we hear, and that's who we are, and that's what it is for us. But I'm like, yo. Y'all do something about it. I get that you're trying to fix the roads because yo, it's the festive period. People are going to be on the road a lot more, etc. But I just figured that if you're going to do a construction that is, in one of the major cities in Nigeria, and that has a very large population, you should have already set up a planning committee and, you know, set up a system that works, that could accommodate for the constructions to go on at the same time. Allow people ease in transportation and using the routes available to us to get to our destinations faster. Why do I have to spend 2 hours in traffic when my location is according to Google Map, I'm supposed to get there in give or take 30 minutes? Why do I have to spend that much? And then you see these guys taking so long in a construction that ideally, we spend the amount of time, the amount of days or months we spend on construction road. It's not like we are building new roads. We are just basically managing or fixing the ones that are already there. We spend that same amount of time other cities used to build stable infrastructure in the other parts of the world. But heck, I'm not trying to say that, oh, Nigeria is weird and all of that, but it is what it is. Just do the needful for the people, because yo, I can't deal anymore. I think I lost, there was an opportunity that came my way based on the fact that they won't allow me to 100% remote. I just told them, yo, you go be, I love y'all. So it's crazy having to deal with traffic, then coming to the house and I have to deal with electricity as an issue, and I have delivery rules on the regular, and then I have to start getting full. And sometimes the filling stations might not be open based on the fact that, you know, one thing happened to another. And then, I don't know, somebody shot, maybe somebody got married or something happened. They don't open, and then you now have to look for another place or pretty much buy off the black market. And we're not like the big boys in Lagos that can afford solar systems in the house and all of that. You know, get your inverter, blah, blah, blah. All of that. I mean, I'm talking for the little guy coming up. And he was saying, I want to do things the right way. I want to be a freelancer. I want to grind and, you know, and play by the books and all of that. And then, heck, the government is now pushing the e-naira propaganda and telling us that it's safer than cryptocurrency. Like, what the freaking heck is that? I don't want to curse right now on this podcast episode, but I mean, it's totally annoying. How would a country sensible how, brothers and sisters, how would you, I mean, you're not in the world. I think last time I checked, Nigeria was number one in the amount of cryptocurrency transactions happening in the world, or if not number two. I think number two outside Asia. I mean, just by a couple of millions or so. And you're not talking to people that don't know the ecosystem. I mean, blockchain technology has been adopted so much by Nigerians in the diaspora and Nigerians in the country because of the ease of use and ability to, you know, send money across borders rather at the speed of light. And you're coming to tell us e-naira is safer than cryptocurrency? I mean, heck, so I'm an early adopter of technology, yeah? And I basically downloaded the application the first time it launched. And low-key, my phone crashed. I'm using an iPhone X. Yes, not a 12 yet. Praise the Lord. And I don't think I'm going to upgrade to 13 anytime soon. I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, yeah, y'all can be like, yeah, he's just saying that because he can afford it. Duh, I can afford it. So, really, that's not what I'm talking about. So, I mean, I upgraded and then my phone froze for like a couple of... This is me trying to say, okay, fine. Heck, you're asking for BVN and I can do that. I mean, there's no reward that doesn't... I mean, there's no risk that... Sorry, what's the term here? The term is, yeah, I mean, you risk some... And then there's always a big reward or something. I can't remember. Yeah, I'm exhausted. I had a very crazy week, by the way. And so, I mean, I downloaded the app and heck, my phone crashed. Like it froze for a couple of minutes. I think 5 minutes thereabout or so. And mind you, I'm not using a low end phone. It's okay. I mean, it's a flagship. What can I say? And then for 5 minutes, my phone was just there. Nothing worked. It froze and then it restarted after a couple of minutes, and then the first thing I did was uninstall the app, delete it and blacklist it from my app store. So I'm not even talking about it being deleted from the Google Play Store and all of that, but how would you wake up one morning and you're not talking about the things that are needed, like the necessary thing? Heck, why is Twitter still being banned? Like, why is the ban still on Twitter? Because low-key, I don't know, for some weird reason, I just decided to use the platform without a VPN on the set day that we were supposed to protest at the Lekki Toll Gate for the, you know, remembrance, aka the drive-thru and all of that. Twitter worked without the VPN, yo, people. So I'm like, okay, that's strange. I thought it was me. I tried it on my PC. I mean, the site worked perfectly fine. I'm like, so I don't understand. You guys can make it work. I don't know if any other person experienced it, or I was the only person, or I was the only one rather that experienced it. But it did. It worked. So I'm like, if the ban can be so quick to be enforced, why aren't you guys talking about corruption? Heck, fine. We all are corrupt. We're an earth, so definitely you must have done something, you know, you don't want anybody to know about. Oh, but fine, let's not talk about that. The health sector, why aren't you guys talking about it? Why aren't you guys talking about educational sector? Why aren't you guys talking about the need for, like, why aren't you guys talking about insecurity? I mean, a friend of mine was narrating me a story how she, on her way, so I'm doing a course at Orange Academy, integrated brand experience, basically how to be a better brand strategist and brand manager, yada yada, copywriting, advertising, whatnot, whatnot. And on our way to the academy, that was today, Saturday morning, Saturday the 6th of November, the morning of Saturday the 6th of November, and she, I mean, got to her bus stop as usual. She doesn't have a car, so she's not driving down. She's usually taking the public transportation. And then she entered the car that was AKA those people that, you know, they call them one chance in this part of the country. And luckily enough, she was smart to I mean, I don't know, something happened, Sha. And then the bus slowed, the car, private car, actually slowed down a little. She was able to jump down, opened the car, came out, shut the door and just walked away, like took a long walk. Immediately the vehicle zoomed off, and I'm like, how about other people that were not smart enough or probably didn't understand Yoruba, because that was the language they were speaking at that time? What about those people? And we don't even know what happened to them. I'm just saying, there are a lot of conversations that we could have, a lot of things that our government could focus their energy on, say making technology accessible to every other person in the country, or setting up a e-library for people. I mean, something innovative enough. So we practically focus about inner. How does that save world poverty? How does it reduce the alarming rates at which foodstuffs is going in? I mean, literally, we're a country that we're trying to push the agriculture as our alternative, exports, major exports. And I mean, we're trying to send these things out so the other countries could afford or pay for it. I mean, we're trying to ship it out of the country as export. And the average Nigerian can afford that same product. I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. I'm not trying to be political or, you know, try to tackle Nigerian problem, but I'm like, we have better things to talk about as a country than to focus on our energy on things that are not necessary. You can't fight cryptocurrency. You can't fight that battle. It's already gone. And then you set up a system that's not even backed by blockchain technology, and you expect us to put our eggs in that basket as it's the future of the Naira that don't even have value in the FX market, or rather the value is currently depreciating. Yeah. This is Rant of a Nigerian Youth, and Harry is exhausted. I don't know. See, I mean, half of the time I'm super pumped. I'm like, yeah, the Nigerian dream. Yo, innovate. Yo, the future is now and all of that. I mean, the future is now because we Nigerians are creatively rewriting the narrative daily. I mean, there's so much technology and innovation right now that is driving the frontiers of financial technology. We're pushing in education, we're pushing in AI, big data and all of that. I see that. I mean, the average Nigerian youth has an amazing dream. We all want to innovate. I mean, technology is one of the easiest way right now for people to, we see people pivoting from management roles to go into tech and all of that. But what of the time when tech is no longer, I mean, we have a very large amount of people in the world, and tech is like one of the biggest trends right now. But I'm just saying, we need to look inward to actually, I mean, create beautiful things. We need to change the narrative. And it starts with the next person listening to me, bruh, sis, uncle, auntie, father, mother. You need to change the narrative. I mean, it starts with you, it starts with me. We can do better than the Nigeria we have now, because really, if we just chill and just try to, you know, help ourselves get out of that rat race, what about the 2, 3, 4 persons that can't, that need you to help them see the light? So let us find our inner lights and let us shine the way so that the next 5 generations can still hold a torch and remember that we left footprints in the sands of time enough for them to follow. It's Harry Jacks with Twitchery, and I'm your host and rant of a manager. And you, believe me when I say this, this episode was a major rant straight from the heart. And Manchester United lost today, so I'm sad. But I say this in trying times, amazing stuff constantly happen. So leave your comfort zone, be better, do better. The world is yours, literally. Thank you for listening. I'll see you on the next episode. Kindly subscribe and come back to listen for another amazing rant of my journey. Bye, and I'm out.